Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Thousands of tourists are making their way out of the region today after observing Monday afternoon's solar eclipse. Niagara Falls, dubbed by National Geographic as the best site in the world to view the event, was packed with visitors. Other organized events attracted sizable crowds as well. The Buffalo State Eclipse Fest featured a light sound device that changes the light from the sun into data which can then be heard when plugged into a speaker. John DeYoung experienced the device for the first time and a new insight into accessibility.
As soon as I saw the device, it was an obvious oversight on my part. It was clear that I had missed something obvious. I'm really glad that it exists, and it was really fascinating to hear it change, both with the clouds and with the eclipse itself. It was very, very cool.
Buffalo State also recorded eclipse data from a device to send to the Light Sound Project for research. The university also provided a table with tactile eclipse books as both a means of accessibility for attendees with disabilities and an educational tool. Eclipse glasses are being recycled for future use. The University of Buffalo Sustainability Program is teaming with Astronomers Without Borders to set up solar eclipse recycling stations on campus. Collections points includes 1 Capon, the Sustainability Center, 20 Sprague Road in front of Crofts Hall on the North Campus. On the South Campus, the site is 1 Diefendorf. Buffalo Libraries and some local businesses are also serving as recycling stations. Monday's gray skies will not cloud the memories for most in Western New York who took in the solar eclipse. From the waterfront to Chestnut Ridge to Delaware Park, observers expressed a thrilling sensation after darkness covered the region for over 3 minutes Monday afternoon. That was the case with 8-year-old Eleanor, who watched with a large crowd at the Richardson Olmsted complex.
I didn't expect it to get so dark. I just expected it to be like, I expected it to get as dark as if you squinted at it.
Before taking a break for the eclipse, Elmwood Village business owners contended with one of the busiest weekends of the year. Jill Hart of Pasteurized Teas on Elmwood shifted the store's operating hours in anticipation of more foot traffic.
It has been fantastic. It's been great to have people from all over stopping in to check out the different eclipse designs and the Buffalo things that are here in the store.
One Elmwood Avenue store was tracking visitors, posting a list at the register.
This live stream of WBFO is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
Cloudy skies in Western New York yesterday did not detract from viewing the solar eclipse. WBFO's Alex Simone has more.
People might have been impeded from a full eclipse experience by clouds in the sky and muddy ground underfoot, but about 80 people still made it out to see the solar event firsthand at Saratoga Hill Park in Amherst. Resident Robert Doria says the weather might have improved the process because it kept them waiting for moments when the clouds parted.
When we had the moments of like openings in the clouds, it was a lot more exciting. You could hear people cheering. I feel like if it was completely clear skies, we would have just been like staring at it for an hour.
Yeah.
So I think it honestly kind of made it more fun.
Fawn Beauvais says that as a Seneca tribe descendant, the eclipse has additional significance since the Haudenosaunee Confederacy was founded centuries ago on the day of a solar eclipse.
This area was in the path of totality was when the Five Nations came together and signed the Great Law of Peace. So that made it extra special. We brought some homegrown Indian tobacco that we left out as kind of like a thanks to the creator for that. And I'm just really excited that I got to celebrate that anniversary.
Beauvais says it also gives her a new opportunity to share that history with others. For WBFO News, I'm Alex Simone from Saratoga Hill Park in Amherst.
Well, as expected, more than 1 million people gathered in Niagara Falls, which National Geographic had declared the best place in the world to view the solar eclipse. Visitors came to Niagara Falls from all over the world, and as Dan Karpinchuk reports, apart from cloudy conditions, they were not disappointed.
That was how the totality of the eclipse was greeted by visitors to the Niagara region, where people stood shoulder to shoulder to watch. There were some moments when the sun peeked through, raising people's expectations, but when the totality occurred, the moon blocked out the sun and people reacted.
I'm from Colombia.
We're coming from Virginia. We got here on Saturday.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's been really, really good. Really good.
I didn't think I'd be excited, but this is really surreal. I'm very glad to be here.
Amazed. I can't believe it. Once in a lifetime we get to do this. Awesome.
Amazing. The most amazing thing I've ever seen. This is so awesome. Oh. It's so awesome.
Oh. There we go.
Bye-bye.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Yeah! Temperatures fell. Animals went quiet, and for a couple of minutes, it was night. Here's how one visitor in Kingston, Ontario, described what he saw.
It's been amazing. It's been something, a lifetime experience. It honestly has. And it was something I even surpassed my expectations. It was went very cold. We thought we weren't going to see anything. Then it went totally black. And then you saw the sun around the moon, the circle going around. It was incredible. It was wonderful. It was magical. I loved every minute.
Among those who watched in Niagara Falls was Mayor Jim Diodati, who spent weeks with officials preparing for this event.
So everyone's really excited. This is once in a lifetime. The next total solar eclipse in Niagara Falls will be in 120 years. So everyone wants to experience this firsthand. People are excited. They're from all over the world. We've got eclipse chasers, families, and the crowd's getting excited.
Diodati says COVID hurt Niagara tourism, and this event will put the region back on the map internationally. Along the path of the eclipse, tens of thousands of Canadians came out for the once-in-a-lifetime celestial event.
Because it's like a physical application of everything we've learned so far. It's super cool to see like everything we've learned just actually come into nature, and we can actually see it. And it's just once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is it's just so incredible. We're seeing the moon start to eclipse the sun. Can't miss this. It's been on my calendar for 2 years.
It was everything I'd hoped for. Stunning. And coming into it, like the shadows became more distinct and the light was strange and
It was really amazing. It was like nothing I ever expected it to be, honestly. Like, I've seen it before in like shows and pictures and everything, but being there in the moment was totally different. It was so amazing.
In Toronto, office workers came out on the streets in a flood as the skies went dark. In Ottawa, the business of Parliament came to a halt as crowds were out to experience an event they won't see again in Canada for decades. The eclipse began over the southern Pacific Ocean, then moved into Mexico and the U.S. before entering Canada, where the path of the totality included parts of Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland and Labrador. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.